In tennis, the Wimbledon finals are set. If you don't like any surprises in your strawberries and cream, then Sunday's men's final between Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic will be right up your alley. But if you like the unexpected, the women's final tomorrow might be your cup of Pims. And now that we have our Wimbledon clichés out of the way, joining me from London is Sports Illustrated's John Wertheim. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Robert.
And in the men's semifinals that just wrapped up today, Novak Djokovic, the number one seed, advanced, but it wasn't easy.
No, Djokovic played Grigor Dimitrov, who's been billed as Baby Fed, the unfortunate nickname. Everybody sees him as sort of the Federer 2.0, and he had his big breakout this tournament. He reached the semifinals for the first time, Dimitrov did, but Djokovic, in the end, was able to hold him off. And, you know, it was not a pretty match. It was not Djokovic's best tennis, but the fact that he was able to get through this despite playing substandard tennis actually bodes well for him, I think.
Dimitrov, the Bulgarian. Meanwhile, Roger Federer won in straight sets today. He's 32, and it looked like he was nearing the end of the line of a great career. Is this trip a sign of resurgence or just an anomaly?
I think it is a bit of resurgence. He hasn't vanished. He hasn't disappeared. He's still, you know, he's still a top-flight player. And at this age, he has four children as well. A lot has to go right for him to win another major, and here a lot has gone right. He loves Wimbledon, he loves the grass, the weather has been congenial, his draw has cooperated, he hasn't expended much energy, and he's right on the threshold. He's going to win this thing for the eighth time, and his 18th major if he can just win three more sets. So this has been a nice resurgence here.
Now, on the women's side, we have the Czech Republic's Petra Kvitova, who won the title in 2011, but most of the attention seems to be on her opponent. Tell us about her.
Kvitova's opponent is Jeannie Bouchard, a 19-year-old from Quebec, who is a very ambitious and talented player, and also, as the euphemism goes, a marketer's dream, not unattractive. And the joke here is that she's playing for the title, but she's also playing for about $20 million in endorsements should she win. We're talking about Bouchard, that she's really a breath of fresh air for tennis. If she can win this title, it will really change the face of the women's game right now.
Now, staying with the women, one notable absence in the later rounds at Wimbledon is top-ranked Serena Williams. She was upset early in the tournament playing singles. And while playing doubles with her sister Venus, Serena withdrew from their match after just a few games. She looked pretty disoriented and shaky. And she later said that she was suffering from a viral illness. Any more insight into what happened there?
As you can imagine, there's quite a good deal of speculation and rumor. There is very little that's concrete. Serena Williams, this tremendous player and probably the greatest server in women's tennis history, came out for a match and missed all eight of her serves, a lot of them bouncing before they even hit the net. And finally, they almost like a standing eight count in boxing. You know, they came out and said, "Are you okay?" And eventually, they basically said, you can't continue. And this has been a source of great mystery. Serena is a peerless champion. She's also a peerless drama generator. Mm-hmm. And I think there will be more to the story that will come out. But right now, the virus is the camp statement, and there hasn't been much more sort of concrete information to expound on that.
Okay, that's Sports Illustrated's John Wertheim in London. John, thank you.
Anytime. Thanks, Robert.